when you go to a monastery, and if you are the student of Jigme Gyalwe Nyugu, then apart from practicing, there's nothing that you should be doing. This fortune of yours is greater than mine. The conditions that you have to be able to practice are much better than mine. If I had the opportunity you have, all I would be doing is going into retreat. Why are you going to Lhasa? What's so special at Lhasa? All you do is you go and spend all the money and then you come back. What is Lhasa? It's just a mountain. Why is it more important than staying at the monastery? You go to Lhasa and you come back and then it's just really like a dream. What have you achieved? All that you have done is have a dream. Sometimes people need to have these desires. What is this? A wish? When we don't have a state of realization, what do? All the time we are relying on these external phenomena. The reality is, none of these are ours. They have no blessing. True blessing comes from our Vajraguru. If we have a Vajraguru, we have everything we need. Before our Vajraguru, we can receive countless great empowerment blessings. And the merit, and the blessing, and the realization, the state of enlightened mind of His Holiness Lama Achuk Rinpoche before us. Lama Rinpoche nu.
And now on the audio, there is a 50-second silence as Rinpoche is meditating with everybody for 50 seconds.
When death and impermanence manifests, when our body is in the cemetery, being cremated, then all the fruits of the merit of having a human life are over. When you go home, really, you must practice and practice well. Why is it so often that the state of our practice is not improving? It's because our renunciation is insufficient. Because we haven't seen through the defects of the revolving around in samsara. And if people who haven't seen through the futility of samsara, then their practice will never improve. The person that sees the futility of samsara definitely is a practitioner that will attain enlightenment. Why is it that even although we are practicing so diligently, still, we are not able to attain any states of realization is because we haven't seen through the futility of samsara. The people that haven't seen the reality of birth and death will never be able to really attain high states of realization. They just won't be successful in their practice. No matter how many years they practice for, they won't be successful. Definitely, you must practice renunciation, really have a profound understanding of renunciation, of preciousness of human life, impermanence and death, defects of samsara, and the infallibility of cause and effect. Why was it that Buddha's practice was so successful? Why is it that the lineage masters were so successful in terms of their practice. Really, the person that understands cause and effect, and the person that understands the defects of samsara, the suffering of samsara, really, no matter what you do, nothing is going to stop them from practicing. Day and night, they will continuously be practicing. Those people who haven't seen the futility and cut through or seen through the suffering of samsara, they are like people who have just really gone to school, that are learning. Although they might be learning, they have all kinds of emotions and all kinds of afflictions. They may have learned things, however, they might even become even worse. We really must see the reality of the suffering of samsara. And if we do this, nobody will need to tell us to practice. You will naturally know how to practice. And you won't stop. You just won't be willing not to practice. You will always be practicing. There won't be a single minute that you waste. This is because you have seen the reality of the suffering of samsara. Just like somebody who has found out that they have cancer, will they not really want to cure this cancer? The same for somebody who has renunciation. Day by day, day and night, they will be accumulating merit.